All right, Dan, thanks so much. Good morning. Time for our Tech Talk segment with David Snell. He joins us every Tuesday at this time from MaxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Okay, so let's see. We got some Facebook story here to get to.
Yes, another Facebook story. They're always coming up in the news. This has been in the news a lot in the past couple of days. And this is how Facebook learns what you and I buy at brick-and-mortar stores in order to show us relevant ads.
Well, wait a minute. How does that work? I mean, Facebook can't know I'm going to a store.
Surprise.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you? And I don't remember the last time I walked into a store and signed their privacy policy. But anyway, what's happening, what they do, they've recently rolled out an off-Facebook activity tool that allows users to view how the social network gauges their activity off the site. So businesses like, well, for instance, I put a few in the article, Macy's and Dick's Sporting Goods, they actually trade information with Facebook. They will, if you go there and shop and you have one of their, let's say you have their little rewards card, they obviously have information about you, and that type of information is what they share with Facebook, where in turn Facebook will give them back lists to target market of people who may have purchased something that you bought or something similar to what you bought at Dick's or Macy's.
Huh. Okay.
Talk about spying, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy. It gets more and more complicated now that these brick-and-mortar stores are, well, using our information, too, in a different way.
Right. They're in cahoots with Facebook. So, and, you know, we need to think about why this actually happens. So ad money comprises the lion's share of Facebook revenue. In the third quarter of this year, they earned $17.6 billion as a company, and $17.3 billion where it came from ads.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, okay. So, I mean, from an advertising point of view, I mean, I know we don't like it, but if I'm advertising, I don't want to just waste it on advertising to people that I don't think would ever use my product or come to my store. If I know you regularly visit because I can see you're using the rewards card or your Kohl's cash or your CVS card, I could just advertise to those people.
Well, yeah, that gives you it certainly increases your advertising draw. You're giving it to a lot more people that you may never have had the opportunity to market to in the past.
Yeah, and specific type of ads. Yeah. It seems that that's the way we're going with specifically targeted ads based on the type of things that you buy. So let's say I go to, you know, Macy's or something and I bought some, you know, dress pants or something. You know, I was going to a wedding or something like 10 years ago. I bought some. and so I could get an ad for pants on sale, right?
You should see that ad show up on Facebook within a day.
Okay.
That's how they're going to advertise to you. And we've seen this happening because I've often wondered why I'm getting an ad because I never looked at that on Facebook, but I may have searched for it on Google or I may have purchased it in a brick-and-mortar store, and now everyone is just, I'm not going to say trading information.
Yeah.
They're certainly selling information so that they can make more money on it.
Because you need the store and Facebook to be in on this. For it to work, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, this is something I've noticed in the last 2 weeks on Facebook with me personally. Chewy.com, that's that pet site where you can like buy stuff for your pet.
Toys.
I've never used it, but it is constantly in my feed. And now there are a ton of other dog and pet related companies in my feed. Not that I've like clicked on any of them. So I feel like when you have a big advertiser, like I guess Chewy.com would be, since I see them constantly, I feel like others are kind of glomming onto their attack plan. It's just constant. Now, of all the advertising, pet advertising is the least offensive to me. I don't mind it as much, but it's just wild how it just keeps growing and growing. I'm telling Facebook constantly to stop bothering me, but, you know, I don't think that works.
Well, they have to. Someone in that mix has to know that you have a pet, whether you purchase from them or not. You may have searched for something on Facebook for your pet.
Interesting.
Or you may have searched for something on Amazon or Google. All of this information is being amalgamated and being resold to people, to companies who want people who might have an interest in what they sell.
All right.
So it's happening exactly the way it should be happening for you, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're going to continue to get bombarded with that.
Well, okay. So, I mean, is there any way for what are the rights of the individual, or if they would like to opt out, or is it just don't have a smartphone? I guess would be one good way to do that. Don't have a rewards card would be another way. What are some of the other ways?
Yeah, and all of that is going to hamper the way you perform your purchase and things like that. So, but I'm very glad you asked, because I do have ways to stop this from happening. So at the end of the article, I've got both how to opt out from your PC in Facebook and how to opt out a little more inconvenient, a little more convoluted on an iPhone. But you can turn off all of these ads from different companies. So it's going to show you every company that's either put you on a list or found you on a list.
Oh.
It surprised the heck out of me when I looked at mine just yesterday again. I had 256 different companies that I hadn't done business with more than 7 or 8 of them that in the past 7 days have advertised to me.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. I can't wait to see the list.
All right, so read the article. David's got the article, and we can follow the instructions and have our own fun experiment.
Exactly. They're very simple to follow, very easy to do. And get yourself off those lists. It might just lighten up your advertising for the holiday season.
All right. David Snell at AxeSmart IT. And David, where do we go to get that link?
Go to axsmartit.com, click on my blog link, or go to 959wat.com and follow Rob and Lisa.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell at AxeSmart IT in Pembroke.